Blog Talk Radio.
That is wonderful, and Sam Cooke. Well, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show and the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim. I'm Tim Aldred, host, and thank you for tuning in. Again, this is another session for this edition of the Cosmic Philosopher. And what I have in my mind right now is an historical information that I know not many people have this type of knowledge in their mind. So I want to just take a little do a little explanation of where we are coming from and see if you get a sense, and if it's the first time you are hearing something like this, Well, it's, you know, it's all up to the way you think about things. And therefore, I want to just give a little synopsis of the short chronology I expect to give of where we are coming from and what has happened. It's supposed to be, well, I know it is interesting. I cannot say that somebody else is going to find it interesting, but I know it is interesting. And I am of the idea that there are people who may be hearing it for the first time and find it interesting too. However, whichever way it will work, I have the inspiration to say it. So I'm going to say it. I like to start with in the beginning of historic civilization. Before the historic human civilization, there was the ape man, uncivilized ape man. I think a lot of people know that the first being or creature, human creature on Earth was not a civilized human. There was the first human species. You probably know about that. There was a human species, one human species, and that human species name is hominid, H-O-M-I-N-I-D, hominid. Do you get it? Now, that excludes anything else. No other creature, feature in the context of what I'm talking about. Because remember, I'm not saying there were not some other creature, but not humankind. That makes it even more clear. And the reason why it is important for me to say it now, for someone who is listening to this for the first time, hearing it for the first time, you probably don't get a full, wide understanding of what I say. You may leave out something and maybe then make other things come into your mind that keeps out the full meaning and existence of what I said. So the more I set borders to this existence, is the better it is for the person who is hearing it and knowing about it for the first time. The first, well, there were no human being whatsoever since the planet, the Earth planet, been here some 5 billion years ago. You get it clear, because the reason why I am emphasizing this, there are too much confusion in the world today by human people who talk a lot of things that they don't know. They don't read the history of it. But yet still they know a whole bunch of stuff that is not history and talking it like it is history. Do you understand that? The fact that we are talking and we use words to speak, none of the talking people that you know or you will read about never said that they made themselves. None of them. It means then there is a creator, right? There is a creator or creators, right? So it could be that at first, wherever the human entity was created, could have been one founder of that beginning creation of a human kind of creature. I don't know about that, but you know, I think it's okay to speculate that because it won't hurt anything. I'm not putting anything down that you're looking at that you can say, well, Tim said this or say that and you expect to see that. No, I'm not putting down nothing like that. Whether or not it is 2 or 1 or 7 or 10, creator began the human project from when we probably don't not told anything about that beginning part of it. But what I know is what history tells me, and I'm going to go by that. So I don't have the power to exclude anything. I can only speak of what I am told that constitute our beginning. You can't rule out that there were earlier beginning stages, because who knows if the first humankind were far different from even the ape-like. You know, there could have been a beginning before we know about the ape kind of human. You see what I mean? Right. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what we know brought forth into production. Ape man who don't know nothing about no language or nothing like that. Nothing like what we know as civilized human being. I'm making that clear because I don't think a lot of people in the world are aware of what I'm saying. Because if we are aware of it, in no way we would be subject to the whole lot of, I mean, real confusing and real confusing ideas that we believe and act upon. You see, if we knew exactly, like I'm telling, what history says, there were no human beings at all until 3 or 4 million years ago, is the kind of limitation I am invoking from history. No human being like you or myself who have the same kind of orbital brain, cerebrum, cerebellum. We cannot go by any other limit, saving the one that we get. There was no other human until the first ape-like hominid of Africa. That its greatest development was able to make stone tools. And there was nobody else around. There was not even Elohim God. There was no Bible. There was no nothing like that. But this is the kind of history we have. You get it? Nothing in Bible for you to believe in did exist when the first humanoid. This is like history. I mean, not history, but science. Science information that we now have into history that tells us by findings that these creatures live at such and such a time until such and such a time. So we don't have anything else to talk about. No civilized human at all. We only know that there is hominid human. And that is the species, hominid. Okay? And it developed to have a subgroup called Homo erectus. All right. So let me go on with what I want to explain to you. Since, you know, I don't like to talk about things without talking about the origin of the history of it. Because we can't talk about Bible revelation and God make this and God make that, which, of course, it is not civilized to talk about that because it doesn't make any sense to begin with. What I have represented in history is civilized. What about it that is not civilized? First of all, I tell you that they started life in Africa. Africa is a place where, you know, I mean, everybody... You know, but when the Bible tells you about the difference between historic beginning in the beginning of in the history of civilized human being and even the uncivilized in the history, right? The history is even telling you about the beginning of uncivilized man. The Bible doesn't tell you that. The Bible doesn't is not civilized itself because it has no academic consultant to tell you about time and places that is in the Bible. Mm-mm. So the Bible talks about spirit. God is a spirit. And he has a son. Right? And his son was made a spirit too before they start to say other things. So the Bible in the beginning is only for uncivilized people who will never have any real good use for civilized knowledge, such as the white people. White people don't have no real spiritual use for civilized knowledge. White people do not. So when you hear they're talking about Jesus and church and stuff like that, they make that up in Europe. And they belong to Europe. Europe is where they are to stay. The reason why they're behaving like America is there, is their country. Palestine is their country. Rome is their city and country. Everywhere, New Zealand, and everywhere they go is theirs. These white people. You see what I mean? They imitate everything that is civilized. That they find they can use it and use it to dominate people who they think is having less knowledge than them. White people, they think so. And they decide that everybody else must come under their rule. And that means if you're an idiot, they always will. So I don't know if you're fascinated about the beginning that I'm talking about. Of course, I mean, who wants to hear what I'm saying? But I tell you what, you can deny that the sun gives us energy to live. You can deny that, but I am not going to deny that. Because my common sense tells me, I see how it works, and that makes sense. But there are a lot of people who are going to tell you a completely different thing about the sun, right? Don't even talk about the solar calendar. Don't even bother talk about that, because then you're going to get into the moon calendar, the seasonal calendar of the moon, and that is not a civilized type of thinking in no kind of way. But that's what the white people, they are using as calendar, all right? And it must work along with the Genesis creation. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he made two great lights, the sun and the moon too, right? All right, so to get back with my little synopsis. So I tell you about before any human came about on Earth, and I tell you about when human came on Earth. So now I'm making these distinctions so we can keep the object of what I'm saying pure and clean and unadulterated. We don't talk other things and mess up the object of what I'm saying. And you got to keep it the way the history say it. That's the way I do it. And I tell you what, you won't be reasonable or successful if you try to change it up and say you think this and think about that, and you're not certain. I'm holding on to what is certain because somehow that has been proven to be the truth. So I'm holding on to it. All right, let me go on further. The fact that the first human being, no language, and it only had thoughts like lower animals, who, of course, they can think, they can hear. You know, they have a mind too, and they are limited compared to lower animals are limited compared to the sensory power of, well, let's say, the humans, the human apes were, you know, a little more intelligent. If you say intelligent or intelligence, well, you could say, yeah, I mean, there is intelligence in animals, and they have knowledge and everything like that. That's on their orbital level, you know. All right, so we're not taking away anything from them. All right, the issue that I am aiming at is that what is the characteristic, or let's say as a whole, the characteristic of animals, right? If we're talking about, you know, many different aspects of, you know, the way animals operate, well, I guess I could say characteristics, because if I'm talking about several different type of way of thinking or something like that, their behavior. All right. So we're talking about what defines these animals, what system of thought characterize low animals. Well, the first humanoid would, I would say, be ahead of animals in a lower category that did not have human attributes in any kind of way, right? Like, dogs, dog for all the usefulness of dogs. Like one of the great attributes and character of dog is smell. They can smell real good. They use them in modern time to make detectives, you know. Yeah, because they can trace, you know, narcotics and other type of objects dog can trace. All right. So what I am saying is the human apes, they develop for about 2 million years or so in Africa. And like I say, they didn't have no more greater human attributes apart from what the history book says. They made stone tools because they hunt, you know, just like some other animals hunt each other, hold down other animals, feed them and everything like that, right? I'll go another way that they can look for food. All right, so what I'm trying to say to you, there was no human around that talks. There was no human beings at all back in those times, say at least 2 million years. They could only make stone tools and find a way to light a fire, you know what I mean, so they could warm themselves. Okay. Now, I want you to listen carefully to what I'm saying. And if I hope that you will be mentally blocked off from thinking of other things except what I'm saying, which means if we must rely on the history that says no other human beings contemporary with the ape humans up to 2 million years of their beginning. It was only them. Not even the Elohim gods never came to earth yet. And you know about the Elohim that brought civilization and bring scientific, sophisticated knowledge to the earth. We don't read anything else, but we need to respect the time when there was no humanity and when humanity began and what brain capacity they had. If we don't do that, I know way back in time what was going on. If we don't know what was going on back then, I tell you what, we won't really know or can appreciate what is going on now. So to understand now, we must understand the first human being. Not the first donkey or the first horse or something like that. No, but we sure need to know the beginning of humans in whatever form, right? Yes. So now we know the species for the humankind, uncivilized, when there was not even the gods of heaven came to earth yet. So people like I were not around either. because the God had to come 450,000 years before our time, and then they created us in South Africa 200,000 years ago. So now we are evolving into more things than when the hominid species came about. We're going on into more things now, because we know after the hominid came, it went about 2 million years before the gods came, which is like 450,000 years, okay, ago, since, before we come about, because it's going to take them about 250 years before they created creatures like that are civilized, right? Which means that they are going to take their blood and take the blood of our species, which is sapien, not hominid, but sapien, wise sapien. They take that blood and mix it and create hybrid human being that speak and have wide understanding about life and to make sense and stuff like that, which never existed before the Elohim came here. So that did not exist with the African hominid apes, flat-faced man of Kenya. So think that the world was just like I told you. Now, after 100,000 years that the gods created us, people like me, talking to you. I am African. My skin is dark. And I am offspring of victims, slavery victims in Jamaica. I born in Jamaica, right? So after 100,000 years that we were developing in South Africa and wherever else in Africa that we were, some of us began to leave Africa to go to other places out on the planet to settle down. And at that point, something happened to them. And we have a history of a whole bunch of foolishness that took place where they came into contact with these ape men and interbreed up and have children with them. And for the first 25,000 years, they were going through raising children that talk and stuff like that. And it is the only way that these hominids began to talk and begin to look like human beings. However, they didn't just start to having better looks like human when we start to leave Africa to outside settlement, because prior to that point, the ape like. They are called now Homo erectus. Yes, they're the subgroup of the hominid. Okay? Prior to them, we leaving, they were interbreeding with our brother species subgroup. Right? The subgroup Neanderthals. These ape-like people catch them and begin to interbreed with them. And over time, they start to look like human beings and not like the monkeys anymore. Do you understand that? Good. Miscegenation, crossbreeding, took away the flat-faced monkey face from the hominid Homo erectus. And the white people them that we have here today, they are the ones now that are talking. Them are homosexual, right? Yeah, they're the only homosexual we know that have a species in the past called the hominid. Yes, that's a fact. If the history is right at all, then you thinking the right thing. So they began to talk who never talked for millions of years because of what they did to us, two subgroups from the sapien species. And they run through the boat of us as subgroup to the wise sapien species. And it's the reason why, you see, we as sapien people, the hybrid people, whether it be Chinese and the rest of us who are ethnic group of people, we can't even rule ourselves. And the white people take us and put all kind of demon inside of us. And it's the reason why we are subject to poverty and all kinds of things going on in the world now. And we cannot control the world when we have all the riches and all the divine knowledge to control our orderly society with kingship code, law codes. But we don't know. We can't even use those. Those things we don't use anymore. We don't know. That is what I want to tell you. Where we are here today, whether or not you want to take it for real or not, but why are homosexual white people ruling the world and take everything that we have? That's what they did. Because if you think that they come with what is called imperial colonialism, and think about what I'm saying, when there was no humans around, and then they came, the first human, and couldn't talk for at least 2 million years. And it's after they met us. And things happened, they began to talk. Why? How come? How come they look like us and talk like us and there was no creation of anybody else but the hybrid people that were created by the gods? Nobody else. How did white people start to talk? How did they look like us, talk like us, and then, you know, learn to read and write from us and know language and stuff like that when it never happened to them? However, if I forget to put this in, that they left from Africa and go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago from where we are here today. Yes, they left Africa and go up into Europe. That time, the gods never come yet. You see? The gods never come yet and go into South Africa, touch down into the Persian Gulf, and then go into Africa. They make up the first city called Eridu and began their mission like that. So what I'm trying to say to you, we live in a world with a whole bunch of people today, all sorts of people, and we don't know who is what, who is who. But how do I know that? We have history, world history, and I grew up and didn't know the value of a world history textbook. That's right. I grew up in Jamaica. I was not a bad boy. I don't get no special education because for me, which is not for everyone who grew up in Jamaica, but I personally did not get the kind of attention so that I could think properly and learn academic knowledge and be more useful. The opportunity, I don't see the opportunity was open to me because I'm fooled like a duck. I mean, I just follow what everybody else do. You see what I mean? There wasn't such that civilization. You go about and, you know, feed on the crops, the mango and the other trees, and go plant ground and sow grains and stuff like that and things like that. Listen to me. What I'm saying to you here is taking a good view of when there were nothing on earth, nobody at all, and when things began to happen and beings began to come and what happened. We need to learn that. We need to learn that because when it touched the human factor, that's a whole different ball of wax. Because you will read in the Bible where it is saying God make us to control all the things in the world. You read that in Genesis. But it couldn't be that the Bible is talking about the white people them that are coming from ape and couldn't speak. You don't expect that God was making them and telling them to have control over the things of the world. No, it couldn't be them. So how did that end up into a Christian Bible? You know, now I just throw you into a whole bunch of confusion right there. Because that's what I grew up in. Now, if you understand that this is the kind of world we're living into, well, you don't go out there and jump up with everybody else and talk about the Holy Ghost, and they have the Holy Ghost and blah, 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 and they have a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ, and it's not in history. And the Bible is the worst book, notwithstanding some good things are in there, and you probably that's all you're going to know until you're dead. However, knowledge, you can't confine knowledge to your feelings, you know, and what you wish to believe. No, you have to get information that tells us about where the beginning, where we are coming from. Because without that, we fool like, you know, animals that don't talk, right? So what I'm trying to say to you now, if you're to make sense of your life that you're living right now, you will have to get to a source that you recognize telling you the truth. You can't make it up. So whatever you hear me talk about, it is with the knowledge of, say, world history textbook, standard world history textbook. It's supposed to have the truth in there. And if you get to know what is truth and know what to look for as the truth, that's what I'm talking about, then you can't use the Bible, because the Bible is telling you to believe everything that it tells you. And in that case, I've been through that, and for, let's say, more than a good half a century, and come to find out it's not true. What I'm reading in the Bible is not true. I'm telling you that my life has changed. That the way people knew me and I knew people, that has changed. That has changed. Because I find out that I have everything to gain knowing the historic truth of our origin and not foolishness. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Again, you're listening to the Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher Show. And I am Tim Aldred. I'm hosting, and I'm telling you what I have learned by reading history, a record of the past. I didn't know that my life would be affected by such knowledge in this great book, World History Text Book, right? It is a certified academic book by academic consultants and teacher reviewers, my friends. It keeps us thinking properly, communicating properly with other people. Yeah, because when you have knowledge, you don't want to go into foolishness. You don't want to go into foolishness. So if we want to be affected by the commotion, the whole bunch of confusion out there around us, well, just stay away from knowledge, okay? You will have a full time making fool of yourself with other people talking where they don't know. You want to talk from the source. A Bible is not a source. For Bible is going to tell you, your mind must be unnatural to understand the whole bunch of confusion in the Bible. And you believe everything and say, amen, praise the Lord. And my friend, it's difficult to get out of it. It's difficult. So I tell you what I know. And what I tell you, if you listen to what I'm saying real good, you'll find out I'm not telling you to go and keep company with me or anybody else. I'm telling you, company with yourself. Talk to your own brain and let your brain ask, you know, as many questions as you think you can ask your brain and see what your brain tell you. Because for me, apart from, let's say, the context of knowledge that the pattern of life set for us, that, you know, we're coming from a far distance in the past, 200,000 years, it's a long time ago. And a system of government is set up. And there was a system of teaching our ancestors way back in time. And the tradition follows that today, a parent or the pattern for their children, right? But based upon how evil entered into mankind, and you know about why, the reason why you have the Bible is to become saved, to be born again, and all that kind of stuff. It's just a pity that the Bible has been written for a certain purpose, to use deception and all kind of things to keep us deceived and learn the wrong kind of things, whilst we think that we are about the things of God and stuff like that. It's a bad situation, my friend. So that if you find anybody insisting on world history, not talking about no little book that somebody, you know, write some ideas that they hear from some other people and all that kind of stuff. No, I'm talking about a certified history that academic consultant, people who are learned and know when history is history. This world history textbook. Go for that. Okay? You will find out that you live the right kind of life, which is kind of difficult for one to find a way to know the right type of information. to influence our minds and for us to learn the right way of thinking and the right behavior. It's the history that tells us about the past and set up the pattern for us so that we know about what happened in tradition coming right on down to our time. And we don't let anything else fool us, you know, of the old bunch of garbage that people learn that did not come from the proper source. We don't want that. So what I dedicate myself to is to talk about my experience growing up in the church and to definitely express what I know so far to be true from what is not true. I am not going to give any respect to anybody who believes something that I used to believe. I can't give respect to that. I give respect to the person who is trying to find out, but not a person who is trying to affirm that old bunch of nonsense that I was in, like men following a star, right, to a baby Jesus. Not longer so. There is no Messiah Jesus that ever came to earth. Neither was a prophet prophesying about Jesus. No, those things are not true. You know, those things are to put demons and deception into your head. So, I mean, it is so placed in our society for us to believe it. And clearly, our brain is destroyed from long time ago, from the crossbreeding days. Our brain, ancestors' brain, come right down to us. We are marrying white people. White people have poison in their blood because they are apes. Okay? And now they think that they are purged a lot from their ape blood because they mix up so much of their blood with ours, and they think that, oh, you know, they're cool now because they look like us, they sound like us, they talk like us, and, you know, like so many things like us. They're wearing clothes like us. They never did wear clothes. White people never did wear clothes. I have to say the truth. And they now are criminals, and they, you know, they like to kill. How many of us they kill? They come from where they, like I say, 1.5 million years in Europe. That's where they settle and supposed to be. But they're all everywhere we live nowadays. They take over everywhere we live. And I said, no, you know what? This is time for all of this old bunch of, I mean, homosexuals to rule over our world. It is time to stop. And it will stop when we learn the historic truth about ourselves. They will stop. Because then we won't do the things them that we are voluntary doing for them. And if you talk the truth to a person who is stealing from you, they will run away from you when you know the truth. And it's the case with the African people and white people. I think if you talking the truth, a ghost hear you talking the truth, the ghost will run from you. And so are these white people. If they hear you talking the truth that go against them, they'll run from you. Now, I don't know how what you make of that, but as far as I can see or what I discern, that is what I want you to talk about. And let's say, give a perspective as to a view of looking at the world and the kind of world you're looking at. The things that I just say to you is for pointing out the condition of the world that you can put into perspective and decide to live the life you think you should live. So I wish you all the best. I'm going to go to another segment now. So a little tune here. And Let's see. You know, I like that tune, Hero. You know, I played that the other day, right? I saw another tune. Fools die for want of wisdom. Let's play this tune, all right? And I will be right back.
To build a better nation, clean up our creation. Oh, there will be no beautiful you but fools die for want of wisdom. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
Hear the melody, the tune, the lyrics. Fools die for want of wisdom. And so it is, my friends. It is easy for us to spend the time of our lives living off things that makes us feel comfortable, like we don't need to worry about anything else. We don't need to worry about purity of the mind, you know, and just pay attention to things that, you know, that get us a daily bread. But, you know, we can purge ourselves whilst we are making a bread, while you're working. You know, you don't use up all of your brains trying to make a living, you know. There's a lot of your brain that are sitting there that you could be accomplishing a lot of things mentally while you work too. You know, if you had the interest in it, your brain could master a lot of things for you. You develop a sense of appropriation. Learn to think while you're working and you don't mess up your work, right? Keep good memory of things and be efficient. Don't spoil what your brain can do. Appropriation is very important word that when we learn what is appropriation, how to do things properly, right timing, and so forth and so on. All right. So now that I have said all those things to you, let's get to this next portion here. I don't know if you have ever heard about the Nicene Council. I know a lot of people have not. But I used to learn about the Nicene Council when I was young and going to church. I used to. That's where I come to know about the Nicene Council. You know, we are, because it was a big thing to us to learn about the Nicene Council. And just to show you, Christianity to us as African people is ironically something that, like, you know, it comes from the Adam and Eve story in the Bible, that the sin in the Garden of Eden, and we need to be converted and come to God. Something that should never cross our mind in no kind of way. But the fact is that we are to prosecute white people. But by we holding on to AD and Adamani as a government, we can't prosecute them. They do us a whole bunch of crime. Had we hold on to our government and execute the laws, these folks would never follow us around. You know, well, you know, if they stayed up in Europe since the last 1.5 million years and stay up there, make stone tools and, you know, and hunt, you know, and light fire and, you know, do their thing up there, they would be all right. But they didn't do that. They got involved with our people. And then once sex come into the play, they get to poison our blood. That's what happened. There's no way you can refute what history shows, what happened to us over the last 100,000 years. And where these white people were, as Homo erectus in Europe, right in the same vicinity. You see what I mean? All right. So I'm telling you now about the Bible that we have and where it was prepared to me in church. Oh, that was serious. Valuable, important to know the Nicene Council and the Nicene Council, our homosexual cultural thing of them and not us. But they come in and morph in with us and be a part of our, they were following our religious way of life, to do sacrifice to the gods and everything like that. These white people, they were back in time that they were doing just that, nothing else. Because they were looking forward to everything about us that they could use to better themselves. And there you go. From being mute completely and making stone tool and wearing, you know, the skin of animals that they hunt. That was their clothing, okay? The places that they roam about on is called the steppe, right? And, you know, there's a lot known about white people's steppe. They didn't have no urban life at all because they didn't have houses or nothing. Okay? White people didn't have anything. And if you think it's lie, I'm telling, just pay some attention to where they live all this long time. 1.5 million years up in Europe. See what kind of civilized things they had. Well, by now, people like me who didn't know what civilization is, you wouldn't know to run any tests and see to find out what white people were like, where they are coming from, they originate from, like I say, they have their own species. We have our own species. They have the hominid. We have wise sapien. And sapien is the only extant human species today that where civilized human beings come from. So what these white people are doing is living off our blood. They are living off the African people blood as hybrid. That's what they're living off. Because they kill off our Neanderthals. Once they start looking like real humans, yeah, they destroy all of them. Now they come and they have speech, they can talk now. They transform themselves through sexual encounter. They get our blood, they start talking, and that's why now they have, a big culture of talking. People who violate the precious ordinance of the gods. Created hybrid people, male and female. All right? These folks come and get our blood. They are talking like we do and doing things, a lot of things like we do, but they don't stop fucking us all. They are still sodomite culture. You read about them in Genesis 19, what they did with Lot and his two visitors and had his two daughters in his house. They are writing that Lot tried to give them sodomite, his two daughters. You know, those are not things that we want to accept like it's real knowledge. You see, but they, white people, are mischievous. You look at them. If they're going to leave where they are and come and decide and chase us down and say they have imperial colonialism, now they can read them making trouble. And this is what they're making. They're making the trouble that we don't know how to handle. I am here and I am talking historic truth about what happened in history. They don't want me to talk about this. Anything you talk that goes against white people, they will kill you for that. You see what I mean? You will have to discover that there is a power that is far beyond them. You would have to read and know that. Otherwise, you won't know enough to triumph over these white people. But if you know the truth into the situation that we are in, they will be afraid of you. You see? Because the more you are going to expose them, is the more insecure they become. So if they have a chance to get you out of the way, and they will try to get you out of the way. But if they realize it's better for them to stay away from you, that's what they will do, what is best for them. All right, my friends. Talking about their Nicene Council, not our Nicene Council. But as long as you're a Christian, well, the Nicene Council is something relevant and interesting for you. But let's go through this and see what we have here and what I have to say about it, what I have learned about it. You have nothing to lose but to gain. You get away from Nicene Council teaching and in the Bible because they don't belong to civilization at all. I will just let you know that full understanding that I have, they have nothing civilized to do with us. They are Nicene Council production is not a civilized production. Christianity is not a civilized institution. Get away from Christianity. Read the World History textbook and it will show you the knowledge that belongs to you. Why would you want 19 councils teaching from Christian Bible? You don't need that. All right, so let's go on. Turkey Council of Nicaea, 325 AD, Bible Uncivilized, written by Sodomites. Clear cut and dry, that's true.
Nicene Council.
Why are hybrid ethnic people too blind to see evil of white sodomites? Because of the crossbreeding that they do when they catch us coming out from Africa. Okay? And their RHESUS blood contaminate our brain. And that's what dumb us down till today. We talk about the fall of man, but the writing in the Bible lie about Adam and Eve and the fall of man. It's the fall with them. That's what occurred. It is in history that, you know, you can read and find out. You see, why they are called Cro-Magnon man and Yamnaya culture. They both, I mean, these two names go together. White people are from time back in million years ago. They are sodomites. Two men holding each other like a man and a woman holding an in loving embrace. Two men feel the same way. Now, the blood that they get mixed with when they interbreed with the hybrid people, make them worse, it appears, along that line, whereas now they are marrying to each other. You see what I mean? I mean, it's not like, look, they would want to, the African people, to think that we were born making mana, make love. But a lie. The straight, unwholesome history about African development 200,000 years ago don't have not even the dust, any sign that we were fucking bodies. No. Okay? So what I'm trying to tell you, I used to work with my friend that did lawn service. So I had an opportunity to go around and work the lawns and thing. And we were working for gay household where it's two men live in this big house. You know? And, you know, they don't, in America here, where they come and steal everything away from the African people and make us nobody at all. Oh, they live in nice houses. You know? They go to good school. You know, because they call themselves Jews and stuff like that. Lawyers, the Jews and stuff. You know, they are high-class people now. But the history of 100,000 years ago tells you something completely different from what you've seen. They look like, except for a lot of them white, you know, I mean, well, all of them white, but to different degrees, they have different, you know, I mean, brightness of, you know, of lightness. But what I'm trying to tell you, yeah, if you doubt white people origin, you have to look and see, cannot be since they come to America. They are like, you know, two men are living together as a spouse. You know, two male spouse. And of course, we know about women who are women spouse. We know that exists. But a lot of them are, you know, brazen about it, but a lot of people, there are those who don't want to be known. They are in the closet, right? And you know, there was a time when we didn't know much about no gayness at all. We Africans here, and especially one of the places to look like is in the West Indies, like in Jamaica, where back in the 40s, I was born in the 40s. So in the 50s, and coming up the 60s, we didn't have any no knowledge of gay people. I personally didn't. You see, and I don't know nobody that did. And is, you know, in a very secretive kind of way, sometimes you hear about one man someplace yonder, a gay, you know, homosexual. It was not, it kept hush-hush. And during those times, too, if you're caught being homosexual, they would put you into prison for that. Because it's indecency. You see? And it is not too long ago, maybe in the 80s or in the 90s, in America, American Psychiatric Association changed changed the law that used to hold that sexuality is a mental illness. Well, that's the way they were created. You see what I mean? It's the way they were created. It's not like anything reported that they did. You see, is that these folks are uncivilized and they didn't know, I would think, what's the harm in trying to fuck the other guy's asshole. You see what I mean? That's how backward these white people are in their culture. Now, how can you tell except when you see them carrying all these things and say they're making laws? You can find out that deep down into these people's minds, they don't have our kind of brain. Their perception is not the same as African people who are hybrid, because we have the nature of the gods themselves that came to earth and make hybrid, mix their blood with another blood and created us. And the other blood that they make it with is the sapient species that I talk about. So we only have two different human species. One is a uncivilized one, the hominid, okay, the ape-like. Yes, they only have one species, and they have a different type of blood than the other half of humanity that come from sapien blood that mix with the God's blood. God would never going to mix their blood with ape-like people them to create a hybrid. No, it didn't. That don't happen. So what I'm trying to say to you, I'm telling you something now that I never had anybody to tell me. We are coming from a very desperate and deserted experience in Africa, that no sooner than we begin to like take care of ourselves, bad things begin to happen. But the gods were doing what they can to help us, and this is what we fall into. You see? But now that I come to the point where, you know, I get to see something. But first of all, I started out only reading only fourth grade level until I'm age 27. But at that point, I go into adult school and pass a high school examination and start to, you know, do whatever reading I could do. I begin to find out things. But now I find myself living in America, that at first, 30,000 years before these sodomites come and say that they're taking control and killing our people who didn't want to fall under their control. These people say they make law to govern us. I am reading no such a thing.
They cannot make law to govern us because, I mean, government, civilized government came when the gods came to earth. Okay? And I often read the historic fact of it to show you that there can never be any civilized law. And anybody can make uncivilized law, but how good is it going to be? You will have in history book the identification of civilized history and where you're going to find uncivilized history. You can't find it anywhere else in books written as academic rendition for a government. Right now in the world history textbook, you don't see anything that represents white people government in world history textbook. None whatsoever. You see what I mean? The gods, the Elohim gods, where you're even reading about the Elohim gods in the Bible, but you won't understand a word what he's talking about. Really. Because you read about Elohim, but it doesn't make any sense to you because the church don't practice anything that pass on good knowledge about Elohim to the people who are believing in the Bible. It's a whole bunch of cockroach stuff you're reading in the Bible. The history about civilized knowledge of how civilization come. This is a synopsis at the back of the book. This is a book that is titled When Civilized Time Began. When Time Began. Time, yeah, but the time is civilized time, right? The architecture of Stonehenge, that is something that the gods established in Britain, right, called Stonehenge. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's not something that common human being created at all. Okay? So we have all the signs to show about civilization, but you don't have that in the Bible, right? The Bible is a sodomite book, and they want us to believe into the Bible and not history. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. As revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, but yet still people in the church. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, author Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shape our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. My friends, that's it right there, all right? So let me go on back to you now to Nicene Council, Concilium, Niconum,
important ecclesiastical assemblies were held at Nicaea or Nicaea, formerly a city of Britannia. You see all these white people writings and make it seem like it's official or it is civilized, my friends, is because we African people turn fool to recognize what these sodomite white people are doing and take over the world. Say they have a government and we, our brain is gone to show it is not true. We cannot defend ourselves. When I began to talk about what I am reading, I mean, the people that knew me, most of the people that knew me, they don't know me anymore. They don't recognize me anymore. No. This is what happened because I am in the church all this long time. And Matthew, my genome still have life in it. Whereas most of my adult time was one that I was not a very pleasant and content person. So my mind was open to any logical understanding that may come along, right? I don't swallow everything that I hear. It has to make some sense, whatever is going on the inside of me. So now I develop to a higher level of understanding. And then what happened is the more I discover things, is the more I am outgoing with what I am reading and recognize what I am finding as historic fact, you know? I begin to recognize historic fact, coherent understanding about things. That makes sense. And I have to hold on to it. I mean, I am not, you know, in the mind of other people. I'm into my own mind and what I am able to see and recognize that it makes sense. Because, you know, I drive like everybody else and make, you know, follow road principles and stuff like that. I know that I follow good pattern of things like everybody else. But to what degree am I doing it? I'm doing it at a higher degree than where I was. So, this is the crisis that we are in. We cannot defend ourselves against white people who are faggots. They're homosexual. And they get a chance because we don't understand much of anything. They get a chance to shift the context of establishment that they set up. They find out that they can set up any shit house they want and we will be a part of it. It's just like you see Trump lead all of these other people down into this whole bunch of nonsense that they have going on, and they behave like they don't have any sense. They don't know, like the Giuliani man and some of the other ones you know, that is known as Republican, right? They don't have any sense about what works and what does not work. So anything Trump say, they follow it. He want to overturn, and even though it is acknowledged by Trump and the rest of them that it is, you know, they're not really trying to overturn a legitimate a losing, you know, election. That's not what they are fighting against. That, you know, they stole the election. They know it is not stolen, but they're still saying it was stolen. When you start to use your sense that kind of way, you know, you really gone. You're really gone. A thief is a brain that also know that there are certain rules not to be broken, because if you break certain rules, you are going to be found and arrested and thrown into prison. You don't want that to happen. You want to be free to carry out your little stealing and have a life of your own. You don't want to be locked up in a prison. These guys behave like they don't think that they can be locked up, when they are the same one who said no man is against the law, but now it's not applied to them. All right. What I'm trying to say to you, the same kind of lunatic thing that you see they're going on with out there in politics, it is the same kind of lunatic sense of direction they do to establish the church. They know nothing don't go so, because long before they start off with church, they were calling themselves Romans and were worshiping the gods. Into the World History textbook, if you were to ask me to prove what I'm saying, I would turn to this World History textbook and begin to read it where they were calling themselves Romans. Now, prior to that, how white people start calling themselves Romans was during the time when they were learning to read into the Elohim civilized institution. They learn a lot of civilized things. Reading, writing, and studying and learning artisan skills, because they were mute for millions of years and never talk. So you don't need to count off the civilized, where they get civility from, because it is, they begin to follow the people from which they learn to get talking babies from. They know that we are the people to follow, and they that's what they did until this very day. They know better, but they find out that we turn fool from the interbreeding thing going. We turn idiot. Okay? So when they're talking about talking serpent and you're reading that in the Bible, we don't have enough sense to know, say, that cannot be true. That crossing the line. We don't know that right now. So they said Jesus died on a cross for sins, and we believe it. We wouldn't believe that when they were invading us in Palestine, and we were there unable to defend ourselves properly against them, because there were some resistance against them, and it went on for a while until they overcome and destroy everything. And now they are right there in Palestine holding the place that belonged to us, I guess, from the days of King David. No long, we don't have it anymore. It's them, it's the Sodomites own it now. Just like in Europe, where they overthrew the king, the first king I read about that was overthrown, Lucius Tarquinius, right? 509 BC, when they staged the coup. That's the day they call themselves Romans. That same date I told you, 509 BC. And if you think that these white people were running any government or not like that before, you find it anywhere in history and show me, because look, I would feature that if you can show me, because I feature the 509 BC that they do. I talk about it, but our people are too drunk. We are too digressive. We can't be penetrated by coherent information and weigh one against the other. When it comes to these kind of stuff, we cannot do that. When it comes to spiritual things, we are definitely blind to spiritual things. You see what I mean? So they get away with a Bible using our character, not their own, but ours. They everywhere they go, they take our things and make it their own. So we are lost into white people morphing of everything we have. Everything we have, they morph it. Place, things, whatever it is, all the things that the gods established and left behind for us, these white people take it and make it their own. And see, they take the military, and that king was not able to defend himself against them. Where they coming from? Africa, who is supposed to establish kingship government left by the king, the Elohim. Give it to us, because we are the heirs of the Elohim by blood. We are hybrid people. It is their blood why we are living and talking, and it's their blood why the white people are talking and living today. Because when they interbreed with us, this is what happened. But our orbital brain, I don't mean just keep going around, but orbital, it really has to do with the psychological energies that causes us to think, you know, or the scientific portion of the makeup of our brain. You ever take a good look at your brain and see what it's like in a picture? You know, your brain cannot be unnatural to function. And that's what they write in the New Testament Bible, that the believer mind must be unnatural for us to understand those things in the Bible, and that they are foolishness to the to the natural minded people. How do they corrupt natural state with unnatural, when there is no way that you can make your brain unnatural and it will function? No, it just won't. That is like saying, when your bulb blow, you should see at night better. You know, if your car light blow, two of them blow, then you should be able to see the road better at night, because in the day you don't need no daylight except under special bad weather, stuff like that. But normal day, you don't need no headlight to drive at daytime. According to the Bible, let's say your car is like your brain. Apply the way they say the Bible apply that your brain should work to understand this thing as a scripture. It would be like when your car bulb blow, right? And let's say you know that it blow, but the Christian would tell you that, no, you don't need to replace the light, because you will see the road brighter at night now that there is no light in the bulbs. That's what the Bible is doing. But will you ever see anything off the road
when you're driving with your lights off, people running to you and all kind of stuff, bad stuff happening to you. Well, this is exactly what is happening to us and the Bible when we believe it. And ask me. That's what was happening to me when I was growing up in the church. From age 7, you know, until I'm over age 50. Because I was believing the things in the Bible that and were not able to read them and understand critical things that would take me in a different direction and would let me know that the Bible is not a good book. You know, when it talks about Jesus was ordained as a lamb before the foundation of the world, and you, when you look and put the Bible together to show that that is true, it cannot be true at all. And even denigrate you if you are ignoring the Bible with your natural mind because you're finding problem with the words and all kind of things not going right when you are reading certain things like wise men follow a star. And you read Matthew 2, and you will find out that, you know, that by no stretch of imagination, that narrative story is true about wise men following star. Read it, and you will see it's not true. The Bible is saying it's because your mind is natural. You are seeing exactly what is there, but you shouldn't see what is there. What is there is what you believe you are to see. So it shows that from 100,000 years ago, when the crossbreeding, like the first 25,000 years on this side of this 100,000 years, our brain get knocked out. Our orbital brain, from then, slowly lost the right view of things when we are balancing one thought with another to see where is equity. We don't have that anymore when it comes to choosing knowledge or choosing belief. We don't know the difference. We do not know the difference. And according to the Bible in 1 Corinthians 2, 13 and 14, it is telling you that your mind should be unnatural. Because when your mind is natural, when you are functioning with a natural, normal mind function. If it is like if your blood pressure must be high. You know, like if the doctor tell you, you're better off when your blood pressure is too high. You know what I mean? When a whole bunch of stuff, you're going to just drop the book dead on head, you know, soon. Because your blood pressure is not supposed to be high. It must be not normal. Well, look, it's the reason why there are so much problem in the world. Are so many problems in the world because we are thinking upside down. All right. So all of this Nicene Council and stuff like that, every single thing that white people are doing, touching spiritual things, it goes upside down. Upside down. These folks have taken military from us, take name from us, and until this day, they are still living by Romans. Because we don't know whether or not it is us, Romans, or it's them.
You see what I mean? And they have gained all the wealth and access to controlling our lives simply because we are not understanding civilized language. We can go to university and learn, yeah, definitely, and go out and make a good life, and you can learn artisan skills just like the white people them. You see, I mean, you know, I mean, who has greater knowledge than them? They are doctors, they are lawyers, they this and that. But you make, they start talking to me now, and I ask them, what is AD Anno Domini about the calendar? You're going to find out, I mean, they're lost. If I begin to talk about the calendar, every single one of them going to run. Because guess what? Even if they know what I'm talking about, but they cannot agree with it because the system, the AD Anno Domini system, is not working the right, like the solar calendar that holds all of the things that are pertaining to how we live by a calendar and things that we are supposed to do. And especially when it comes to the kind of reverence we do to our creator, the Elohim, who established everything here on earth for us. You see what I mean? And so, my friend, when I am when I am here sitting down and talking, I am not trying to get a dollar from nobody at all. I am talking because I read and I realize that something is gone wrong with us. And clearly, nobody don't tell me that these things. I am reading and discovering them. Because I never heard, not my parents, not my church, no preacher whatever, on TV or on radio, nowhere have I heard anybody mention 509 BC in Rome, Italy. I mean, and when I'm finding out, it's like I was like 60 and more when I'm finding out. Can you imagine that? The amount of things that I have heard, and yet still I've never heard anybody talk about a coup overthrowing a king. All right. So my thing is now, I had to, you know, like, check, you know, have a thorough check of my belief system. You see? And remove things that are inconsistent with civilized thinking. And restock my brain with precedence of civilized procedure. And that's the kind of a working of brain that I am living with right now. I had to do that because I discovered that the way I was thinking and believing and stuff like that was wrong. So now I find out that me against the world, because a lot of African people like me cannot afford to come out and speak out against the entire world that is Christianity. And even though Christianity is an abomination to civilization. You see what I mean? It's all regressive concepts the Bible is made up of. You must answer it, you must understand it in a regressive context. So you're getting everything wrong, but you think it's all right. You see what I mean? But you check it, check out and find out if you have God looking out for you like the Bible says. If the God, if there was a God in the Bible looking out for you like the Bible says, your life would be different. Would be completely different. Okay? And what my life is now, I know for a fact it is because my life has changed and I'm thinking different. I'm not thinking Bible way. If I was thinking Bible way, I wouldn't be having any controversy with people of the Bible. But that's what the controversy is about. The most wretched and foolish thing that people believe as a Christian. That's what I must shun. So I have to live with a lot of this question. I'm going to tell the truth, but I'm not going to like get into somebody's way when I don't have to. But when there is liberty to tell the truth, well, I'm going to tell you the truth. And I'm not going to, you know, follow anybody, do what I know I am against, right? So I have that amount of discretion that I grew up as a Christian, and I was a Christian. I can't start behaving like I am. I was not one. But I must be upright and be effective when I explain what is civilization. And for anybody who, I mean, there are people out there who know something is wrong and know that they have need to, like, begin to, you know, open their eyes and their minds to learn different things. You see? So my thing is not to do anything else. But now you have white people who say they have government. So you're talking about now, if, you know, anything I want, now I have to go under these people, AD and Adam and Allah, when there is government that covers me and I don't have any office to go to where they serve me because it's pure sodomite establishment government places I have to go. And I'm saying, no, not into the territory where the gods provide for us. These people belong to Europe 1.5 million years. They go up there. That's where they belong. The only reason why they're out here creating all these problems and government issues for us is simply because they learned to talk. Okay? And then we turn fool, so they have the opportunity to make up all kind of things and tell we must be underneath them. And I'm saying, no. No. You need to get out. It's I alone, but I'm telling you, get your fucking ass out of every one of our territory. I'm not afraid to say that. I am not afraid to say that. Because I have the history that is going to cover human existence from the ape man in Africa right to where we are here right now. The timeline come right through. Not when I can tell you that. Not when I can say to a white person, whether him call himself the president or governor. I want to say, you show me in the World Authority book, World History textbook, where your government is stated in there. Or represent you into civilization. Show me in here. You see what I mean? And none of them will be able to do it. So we are fallen into darkness. And a whole bunch of stuff is happening. And we can't help ourselves. So what is going to happen? All right. Let me finish this as the contextual feature as to what I started to present. Nicaea Council, Concilium Niconum, important ecclesiastical assemblies were held at Nicaea or Nice, formerly a city of Bithynia in Asia Minor, situated on the eastern shore of Lake Ascania. It was built, or rather rebuilt, for an older town had existed on its site by Antigonus, the son of Philip, B.C. 360, and received the name of Antigonia, which Lysimachus changed to Nicoya, in honor of his wife. It was a handsome town and of great importance in time of the Roman and Byzantine emperor. All the streets across each at right angle and from a magnificent monument in the center, the four gates of the city were visible. Just 1 second. Okay, it was the second city of Bithynia, only 20 English miles from the imperial residence of Nicomedia, and easily accessible by sea and land from all parts of the empire. It became of such importance that it even disputed with Nicomedia the title metropolis of Bithynia. Under the Byzantine emperor, it was long a bulwark against the Arabs and Seljuks, the latter of whom conquered it about 1080. My friends, I read this because this is a very important topic or subject in Christianity. And maybe a lot of Christians out there have never heard about this. However, I think that Christianity is weaning away. I think Christianity is becoming what is the appropriate word I want to say? Christianity is losing its appeal. You know, Christianity is going down, because less people are willing to be hypocrites. You know, after they've been reading and adoring, you know, things in the context of Christianity and find out that it's not making any sense. And I think it is compared to the white people themselves, who today don't look like who they were 100,000 years ago. You see the way white people dress up now, and in anything we grow up and see white people well-dressed and stuff like that, that's not the way they were. Going back 100,000 years to where we are right now, these folks have evolved. From, you know, remember they couldn't talk and they began to talk. Now, that's why we need to understand the history of white people. Because now we gone crazy that we cannot maneuver taking care of ourselves. We have the history textbook here that tells us, but yet still we can't do nothing about it. Government exists long before these white people start talking about throwing a king. But they have been talking for quite a while and try to, you know, learn everything to hold their own. But they didn't have anybody to learn anything from but us, because they are on the earth long before we came here. Okay? And if they never crack the nut of sexuality and begin to have children that begin to talk, and that's what break them into a culture of talking people. Today they make it seem like they are the one who start talking first, and like they are the one who teach us things first. But if you ask them question as to where this come from, where that come from, where that start, they can't answer you. Though they cannot answer you. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And, you know, for people who want some entertainment and stuff like that, I am not into that entertainment business. You know, I am playing songs because, you know, only a few songs I have that I find really appropriate for me to play. So I am playing songs that, you know, it's not really edifying to me. It's just that music and people, you know, don't mind hearing these music, because they are music that people are accustomed to. I wouldn't play certain kind of music, though. At least it has to make some basic kind of a justification to me. In order for me to play it, I'm not going to play any and anything. Not even casually, I wouldn't play any and anything. It would be something that I can appreciate the music. But what I'm trying to tell you is that we are in a world that is hard to understand. And we are accustomed to preaching of the gospel and, you know, praising God of the Bible, and this is what we know now, like it is civilized thing to do, but it is uncivilized stuff to do, my friends. It's because we are missing a piece of the puzzle. Why we follow Christianity and the different customs
that we grow up to observe like it is something meaningful to us. But the more we learn, is the more we want to take a stand and say, you know, your creator cannot be enjoying the kind of stuff that we are into. But I feel at my best now that I know certain things that I am to follow. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how unhappy I may feel sometimes, but I know things now that I want to hold on to that never happened in my days of Christianity. So I have to lose my friends and acquaintances and withstand the evil that fights. I am ready to demonstrate when uncivilized human being came on the planet from when 250,000 years ago, civilized species came about from which the gods mix its blood with its blood and created hybrid people like me. So I'm going to represent the truth until I cannot recognize myself anymore. But as long as I recognize myself, I will do the truth. I will tell the truth. Because the things that I see around me that establish what causes life on Earth, because not every planet has life like we do. It takes something special to accommodate life like us. And remember, we were created by DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube, and it is well represented in history. The white people there, the white people's arrival, talking, that's not the natural way that they came about. So white people are living unnatural and pretending that they were who they used to be. You know, they have to, you know, it's like, you know, if you're a Indian woman and you're married to a Chinaman, and you know, you don't want your picnic them look too much like Indian. You know, pretty soon you will have grandchildren, you know, that can look more Chinese than Indian. You know, so that's how these white people get to be who they are. Okay? Now, if you didn't know, now you know. Now you know. There's nothing that's worth more than the knowledge of the right thing. You see what I mean? And when nobody cannot beat you out for the lack of the right thing, then you're all right. I am all right. I don't find any problem with me dying right now. Because, you know, if I'm to die right now, I'm going to die right now. But what if it's not my time yet. I'm not going to die right now.
right? And it's worth everything to me. Be proud of the knowledge I come to know, because so many people come in this world and never get to know the things that I do. And I am not saying anything like, oh, you know, I am like, you know, oh, it's all right that I know and they didn't know. It's not. I don't take it like that. And I don't mean anything like that. Because it is a situation that I take into the broad context of it. None of us deserve to be in this situation. I really think that it is the worst experience we are having. It is going to be the best experience when we can turn ourselves around into the civilized way of life. It doesn't matter who don't want to recognize it. It is the best thing for us to develop into, is to be civilized. You see what I mean? Because who doesn't, they lose what they are supposed to have. So I want to thank you for tuning in today and hope that you learn something that, you know, will be a power into your brain and where you don't go wrong with what's right. You stay right with what's right. Okay? And when I listen to what these folks are saying and doing and realize that there is no consideration for civilization, people are living like, okay, there is nothing else but to live uncivilized and make all of the evil things strike us, you know? No, I would love to see something happen. I would love to see something happen even at my existence, that because I exist, something good can happen because I exist too. There are other people. By some other people, some things, good things happen. I would like to be somebody that caused something good to happen and good things like relief from homosexuality way of life. And when I say that, I mean that all of us should triumph over white people homosexual agenda and eventually send them away. And it can happen. When we find out that the church and Christianity is not ours, that will make a difference. I would like my life to such kind of energy to destroy what the gods hate about what they see here. So I give up my life to that. May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. My friends, I see you. I hear from you, and let it be the end of the uncivilized world in your life. You can't stop other people from doing what they're doing, but you can seek for the way and find it and living it, and so let it be. May the God bless us. Skeeter Davis, end of the world.
Why does my heart go on beating?